Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? On X107.5.
Alex is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Alex? How you doing?
How's it going, man?
Good. So last week, Mahoney played and spectacularly failed. And we're hoping that's the case again this week, so that way you can win.
Okay.
The questions last week were really stupid. Pretty sure that you gave him all the answers beforehand.
Did not.
No.
And it's another vast conspiracy to try to make me look dumber than I am.
I don't think you need help. Alex, tell us about your education level.
Just some high school in Canada.
High school in Canada?
Oh, nice. All right.
Why'd you come down to the old US of A?
My now ex-wife.
Told you we should have built that damn wall. Keep Alex out of here.
Mm-hmm. Taking our jobs!
All right, Alex. I hope that you take a piece of Mahoney's dignity today.
I'm going to take everything from you.
Absolutely.
You thought your ex-wife was bad? Just wait for me.
All right, get out of here. God. Get out of here. Jesus. All right, so you guys are going to be asked the same five questions. There is no pass today. Best of luck to you. Feel free to take a couple of seconds to figure each one out. I'll tell you if you're running short on time, okay?
Cool.
All right, question number one. In Shakespeare's tragedy, Romeo and Juliet, what is Romeo's last name?
Montague.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. I am thoroughly impressed. I don't think I would have got that. On the board with one. Question number two. The dingo is a type of feral dog native to which country? The dingo.
Australia
is correct. Two for two. Alex, looking good, buddy. Which liquor is made from the blue agave plant?
Tequila
is correct. Three for three.
Oh, dang.
In what decade was the blue M&M first introduced? So what decade? So we're looking for like the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s.
Yeah, a decade.
The 60s, the 50s, the 40s.
20s.
The 1920s.
I got to say the 60s, I think.
60s is incorrect. I'm sorry. 90s was actually first introduced in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Okay.
It's a tough one. Final question here. If you were in the city of Turin, what country would you be in? If you were in the city of Turin, what country would you be in?
Turin?
Turin. Also known as Torino.
I'm not sure about that one.
Take a guess.
I don't know. Let's go say Turkey.
Turkey is incorrect.
Turin, Torino, that is
Italy.
It's Italy.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
It's all right, you got three out of the five, which may be good enough today. We'll see.
Probably more than what Mahoney does.
Maybe. I think that Mahoney has a shot to pull off the tie, but the tie would go to Alex in this case. So let's see. All right, Mahoney.
You okay there, man?
What?
I'm clearing your throat.
Five questions, no pass today. Best of luck to you.
How'd you do on this, Joe?
His name is Alex, and Alex, you don't have to tell him anything. In fact, I would encourage you not to.
Did it go as you expected?
Better.
Better than expected. Yeah. All right. Question number one. In Shakespeare's tragedy, Romeo and Juliet, what's Romeo's last name?
Montague.
Montague is correct. Question number two. The dingo is a type of feral dog native to which country?
Australia.
Mm-hmm. Question number three, which liquor is made from the blue agave plant?
Tequila.
Tequila is right. Question number four, in what decade was the blue M&M first introduced?
I am going to go with the 2000s.
The 2000s is incorrect.
The 90s?
Yeah.
Alex guessed the 60s.
Whatever.
Fifth and final question, and I will tell you this much. It all comes down to this.
Okay.
So he got three correct. If you fail to get this one correct, then it'll be a tie, and the tie goes to the contestant.
Yeah.
You can win.
Okay.
For the first time since 2016, right here.
That's untrue. I win all the time.
If you were in the city of Turin, what country would you be in?
Turin?
Turin.
What country would I be in?
What country? Mm-hmm.
Oh man, are we talking like
5 seconds? Just come
on. The overall governing body.
What country would you be in?
Historically, are we talking about?
For example, you are a country. What country would you be in?
The best country in the damn world. U.S. Fight! No, that's not my answer, though. My answer is Turin is in...
5 seconds.
Oh, man.
Three.
I'm going to go...
Two, one.
U.K.?
UK is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Is it France?
No, it's Italy, actually.
Is it?
Italy.
Yeah.
That means it's a tie. And Alex, it. You get it.
Dumbass question. Dumbass question.
Mahoney fails to win once again. Well done, Alex. Thank you for playing today.
I did not lose.
You did not win.
Did lose.
That's a loss.
Did not lose. Yeah.
It's like in baseball. Tie goes to the runner. That means Alex is safe. You lose.
He didn't run anywhere.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X 107.5.